我哋先討論文件第295號先啦，就係要求跨部門跟進將軍澳東水道行人天橋北橋橋底空間的管理，即係 SKDCM 文件第295號。咁議案呢就係黎偉棠動議，並且由范國威和議嘅。咁呢請參閱返呢個路政署啦、食物環境衛生署啦、香港警務署、西貢地政署嘅書面回應，即係 SKDCM 文件呢第320至322號同埋348號。咁請問各位議員有冇意見？黎偉棠議員。
主席，都備悉部門政府部門即係一啲關於呢個議案嘅回覆嘅。咁但係呢我就我琴日嘅即係實地視察裏面呢，我哋留意到其實政府部門係未有妥善去跟進處理呢啲嘅問題嘅。咁首先呢，根據我而家手上呢張圖上高啦，唔知道部門在邊㗎，部門死啦。是兩邊都有。咁樣呢就留意到其實地政總署已經係設置咗啲嘅護署喺嗰個東水道嘅橋下面嘅。咁但係呢其實呢個署係形同虛設，因為呢好多個人仍然係可以，就算我呢、這個我稍微有肚腩嘅人都係可以呢輕易地去行到入去嗰個嘅即係橋底裏面嘅咁樣。我就唔知道你整幾條柱出嚟呢係咪有能夠去防止啲人去進入呢一個嘅橋底裏面擺放一啲嘅雜物。好，第二樣嘢，咁我哋亦都留意到呢喺而家東水道，即使你哋已經設置咗嘅時候呢，我隨處可見仍然見到有啲嘅雜物係擺放咗喺呢個嘅橋底嗰度嘅，更甚嘅都係最少有兩部單車，一部電單車呢仍然係擺放喺度。咁嗰部電單車上高呢係貼有地政總署喺10月27號發出嘅通告嘅，咁樣就叫話你哋呢係會採取一個土地管制行動嘅要求，就唔喺度泊車咁樣。而嗰個車嘅座椅上高有警方嘅通告，但唔知幾時嘅，見到將警方都通告比較殘舊，就話警方已將此棄置車輛的資料記錄在案，並交由有關政府部門處理。咁我就想了解清楚，就係警方第一啦會有如何跟進呢啲嘅廢置嘅電單車，第二地政總署又如何繼續去執行去管理呢笪地方，會唔會係妥善嘅去搵呢啲鐵絲網或者其他設施去圍封咗佢。多謝主席。
好，咁就仲有冇其他議員想提問？好，咁就我聽到黎議員呢係有兩個政府部門呢係想佢回應嘅，分別就係警方同埋地政署。咁就邊個部門可以回應先？不如地政署先，如果係咁。
是地政署的這裡。首先呢就聽到議員呢就指出呢就我們種一些鐵柱啦，咁未能夠阻止雜物放在這裡啦。咁我想回應呢就是我們部門一般的做法呢就是收到一個意見，就是有電單車裡面擺放咁樣嘅。咁所以我呢就因應呢個情況呢，我哋就種嗰啲鐵柱啦、護柱啦，就令到嗰啲車呢不能夠電單車不能夠再進入有關地方嘅。咁點解係種鐵柱呢？因為呢唔同部門呢都可能有需要呢進入嗰啲地方呢進行佢哋嘅日常工作嘅，譬如要護理一啲花草啦、維修啲橋底嘅設施啦，諸如此類嘅。咁呢所以呢我哋係喺呢一刻呢就未會將這個有關地方完全咁樣圍封嘅，咁係封啲部門呢繼續去執行佢哋日常嘅工作嘅。咁至於喺裏面聽到話有棄置嘅電單車發現嘅話呢，我哋部門呢會進行呢、這個執管行動呢，係會清走個電單車㗎喇。係回應係咁多。
好，警方有冇回應呀 ,Master?
I have nothing really to add to what Mr. Maher has already mentioned. Thank you.
好，兩位唐議員。
我其實都想警方交代翻，就係嗰個程序係點樣樣啫？即係到底你哋貼完張通告之後嘅下一步係點樣樣咧？定還是貼完通告嘅下一步就係地政總署就係貼張通告咧？咁有冇一個限期，就係幾時會清走嗰架電單車？同埋現場其實唔直止電單車，連 係有兩部單車都係就咁樣橫瞓咗喺嗰個嘅即係東水道嗰個下面嗰個空間嗰度嘅。咁同埋即係其實我又留意到呢一邊個空間似乎又好似冇乜即係啲橋底設施啊咁樣，即係另外一邊會有棟門可以即係入去裏面嗰個即係房裏面嘅，但係即係呢一邊就見唔到有，咁所以都想即係睇睇即係地政署即係會唔會考慮再即係加強翻嗰度嘅管理啦，咁樣咁呢個都係一個意見嚟嘅，咁樣多謝主席。
好，警方先講講你哋喺嗰度處理一啲。電單車等等的計劃先啦。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For abandoned vehicles, members may be aware that there was an Audit Commission report in 2000, which essentially highlighted that it was a gross waste of money to.Essentially be using expensive police officers to remove abandoned vehicles. That's actually the responsibility of the owners of the vehicles and not the police. The established mechanism the government since then essentially is that the police will attempt to contact the registered owner of the vehicle if we can do so.Using the vehicle license or chassis number or something along those lines. And if so, we will basically contact the registered owner if that's possible and ask the registered owner to remove the vehicle. I repeat again, if it is possible, because sometimes people will take steps to erase the marks or make it difficult for the registered owner of the vehicle to be identified.However, in general, the commissioner at that time in 2000 agreed with the tenet of the Audit Commission report, and nothing has changed since. Thank you.
好，不過那個報告咧，尤其是處理廢棄車輛，其實我哋之前喺委員會都有討論過嘅，但係即係部門方面係冇講得出。咁審計署嘅報告提出咗話處理。由警方係處理呢、這、一個即係廢棄車輛係一個好高成本嘅做法。之後究竟成個處理廢棄車輛嘅流程係點樣呢？嗰時就部門基於種種理由就唔希望話即係好似有一套流程係即刻答得到議會咁樣啦。咁所以就都睇睇地政署仲有冇補充係即係點樣處理啦。
是地政署的這裡。就著剛才聽到的情況呢，我們會密切留意啦，會進行巡查啦。咁如果我哋發現裏面仲有廢置嘅電單車啊，或者單車嘅話咧，我哋會根據土地雜項條例咧去張貼告示，就勒令佢我哋會移走有關電單車同埋呢個單車噶啦。
好，咁唔該地政署。咁如果係咁啊，黎議員，不如你繼續從地政署聯絡住去睇下點樣管理嗰度個情況啦，好嘛？好，咁就請問咧，各位議員有對呢個嘅動議有冇其他意見？如果各位議員都冇反對咧，咁我建議就通過呢一個動議啦。咁建議咧去信翻即係路政署啦、食物及環境衛生署同埋香港警務處咧，去表達翻本會嘅訴求。咁尤其是即係地政署嗰方係啦地政署嗰度希望都可以有啲嘅跟進，可以持續去做到啦。